This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Tom was telling us the other day that it's, the best thing to do now when you're going to call somebody is to text them first and see if they have time to talk.
Right. You're like, hey, can I call you?
It's courteous. It's a courteous thing to do. But, you know, a lot of people still have their, obviously, voicemail, and they want to be creative when they leave, like, or have their voicemail. When you call them, they want you to laugh, or they would just want to be creative.
Yeah, their outgoing message.
Yes.
They want to make it clever. Mine's very good.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah, we can call it if you want.
No, that's okay.
All right, go ahead.
I can just reenact it if you want.
Go ahead, reenact it. I'm curious, because I haven't called you in a while.
Hey, you kids, stop calling. This is not Tom's phone, so stop calling before he calls the police on you.
I had a problem with a bunch of kids crank calling me.
Yeah, okay.
So I left a message that said that it wasn't me and to quit calling, and I would call the police if they did, and then it worked.
You asked, Hawk.
Yeah, I know.
You asked.
I'm sorry I did that. Hey,
you should hear the things I get from my bank.
See, for me, it's just like homework. It's just too much effort to do a creative.
It's
fun.
That's so weird because you do crank calls all the time and you can't be bothered to do a creative message.
My brother has one. He tries to be funny. He's like, leave your number twice because I'm an idiot and I write slow and I'll get right back to you. He pauses and then says, more than likely.
No.
So where's the funny part?
It's funnier than yours.
Oh, please. Y'all laughed at mine.
I don't even know what mine says.
No, we're laughing at you.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. One of the top things that people do with their outgoing message is they let kids leave the message.
Oh, that's so annoying. It is. Let's be honest here, folks. We don't want to hear your kid on your message.
My mom can't come to the phone right now. Leave her a message after the beep.
That was cute maybe in 1980. It's not cute anymore.
It's cute when it's your kid.
It's cute for any of the close relatives, like grandparents and parents.
The rest of us, could you put like a special filter so that only they get it?
Okay. So you are judging people that do that, and you got the one where you're like, I'm Lucinda tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't say my name was Lucinda.
Well, I'm just
you should have. That would have made it funny.
Her name is Thomasina.
Thomasina?
Her name is Thomasina. Okay. Pauline Thomasina.
All right. Some people do impersonations with their outgoing message.
Yeah.
Do your Sean Connery.
Oh, okay. Hey, this is Sean Connery, and Hawk can't come to the phone right now. Leave a message after the beep.
I asked, didn't I?
Yeah.
You did. You should have.
Do your Chewbacca. Do your Chewbacca.
That hurts.
That's funny.
I understood what you said, too.
Good. You did R2-D2.
I knew Chewbacca's. All right.
No, just when you did the beep, that was what was the R2-D2.
Oh, okay. I thought you said R2-D2.
No, I said you did the R2-D2.
That's the best I can do.
Right after he did Chewbacca.
Listen, you know.
Chewbacca.
That's a redneck versus Star Wars. If we're going to do impersonations, you got to get Heidi in on this. Okay?
Yes. Oh, well.
She does them the best.
The royal queen.
Okay. I'm busy right now saving the royal family.
No, you got to be like the queen. You'd be like, Heidi is not here right now. She's getting Meghan Markle to come back,
and I've given Heidi leave of absence to take some time away.
Oh, you're doing Thomasina again, right?
No, that was my queen.
That's the queen who smoked all her life.
A lot of people don't know. I sneak out back for a Virginia Slim every now and then.
Okay. Leaving a message, outgoing message, the top things people do to be creative, they pretend like they're there.
Oh, that's not creative. Oh, hello? Gosh.
Hello?
I tricked you.
Hello?
Excellent.
And you've already talked to him. You've already got that, your first sentence out. It's like, hey, man, I'm glad I caught. Okay.
Yeah. I've fallen for those.
But it's not. You're not thinking it's funny. You're thinking, what a jerk.
Yeah. Okay. Then I hang up. I don't even leave a message at that point.
Some people make poems with their outgoing message.
You do yours, Hawk. What's your poem?
Roses are red, violets are blue. If you don't hear from me, I'm at the zoo.
I asked.
You asked.
Okay. I mean, you got to stop asking.
Okay, people make a message way too long that runs out on itself, so they...
That's a good idea, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah, if you want to really bug people.
That, because yours is long.
I mean, it's like you a two-minute outgoing, isn't it? I mean, you can leave a two-minute outgoing message.
I don't know. It sounds like you've practiced.
Okay, and then finally sing. They sing a song.
Oh, boy.
La! Heidi's not home right now.
Leave a message.
After the beep.
Oklahoma's not where Heidi's at.
They also say echoing. What is that?
Hello, la, 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 la.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, but that's what they tried to do to be creative when leaving an outgoing message.
Annoying.
Yeah, most of these are not creative. Most of them are annoying, even the ones we did.
Let me change this then. Top annoying things people do when they're leaving an outgoing message.
Yeah. We wouldn't even have done it if we even called it that.
Okay, but they do try to be cute and tell stories and smart off and do stuff like that.
And as I said, I don't even know what mine says. I need to call. I'm going to call it right now.
Mine's just generic.
I think like, mine's just me.
Hey, you've reached blah, blah, blah number. Leave a message after the beep. That's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up some good ones that we can do. Not like those bad ones.
We didn't ask.
Oh, like your Thomasina one.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I'm going to find some good ones. Ours weren't that good, but I'm going to find some good ones.
I'm calling my phone right now, so don't answer.
Okay,
well, wait a second. Don't answer.
You don't answer
your phone.
You're talking to myself.
Are you talking to yourself?
I asked.
Okay. Kato's figuring his out right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.